Hello, hello, loves. Good morning, afternoon, evening, based on wherever you might be joining us. If you're just logging in here for a moment, I'm going to invite you to, say hello in the chat box. Just make sure as you do that, let's go full screen. Okay. As you say hello, join us. I'd love to hear a little bit. Make sure you're just sharing that it says to everyone. So everyone can see your comments and your shares, but okay. Good morning, everyone. Afternoon, evening, based on when you're catching this session, and welcome to our Share Success Coaching session. So looking forward to being here with you from all over. We've got Shelly in Las Vegas. Hello, Andrea in Albuquerque. Hi, Rich and Amy. Good morning, Sherry. Hi, Christina. Good morning from Oakland. Hi, Amelia. Chaz, our good friend Chaz from Newport Beach is joining us today. Hi, Cindy. Good morning from Montana. Ashley from Nevada. Hi, Ruth from Bountiful. Another Albuquerque is here as well. Good morning. Hi, Linda from St. George. But as you're joining us here today, welcome to Wednesday and welcome to our coaching session and community. Are any of you by chance first timers? We know we've got a lot of our seasoned folks, and I'm just curious if anyone's a first timer, or maybe you've just been joining us here in the last month or couple of months. We're so glad that you're here and joining in with us today. Let me just see one quick thing, Andy. I don't know if you're still here, if we want to put this to Facebook Live.
Yeah, I just checked and I don't have the ability to, but if you don't want to, if I can make you the host.
Okay. Well, no worries on that too. We can just hang out on the Zoom. I'm catching a little bit of what you're sharing. Our good friend Andy has a commitment this morning, so he's just helping us get launched and started. But we're going to have our own solo show here today and a time together as we work together. But I want you to start thinking about what's up for you, what's new and good, what your wins and victories are, gratitudes, as well as then from there, be thinking about, you know, what's up for you and what you'd like support with and would love to be part of that with and for you today. Okay, it looks like that I am the host now. So let me see if we want to push that. But then do I have to be a host, I think, of that Facebook group too, to go live on Facebook?
Oh, do you?
Because I think it might just log me into my Facebook account. So
I think our Facebook friends today are just gonna, I think we just get to send lots of love and light to our Facebook friends today.
Yeah, just lots of love and light to our Facebook friends, because I don't want to go live on my page. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I hear you.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Well, everyone, send Andy just such good energy. Before you go, Andy, do you want to share the really, really, really good news about what's going on in your life?
Yes. So Natalie and I have been building a house for the last, we bought the land 4.5 years ago. So on this has been a process, and we moved in last Friday. So we are so grateful to God, to so many people. We had so much good help, and yeah, it's just been an amazing journey. And we will bring pictures. It's not easy. We'll just say that.
Yes.
But we're getting there.
Yes. Well, you're cutting out just a tiny bit, but I think most of you caught that they bought this land 4.5 years ago, right? I mean, talk about being faithful to the process, right? When we talk about that is, hey, can I be faithful to the process of fruition? But the experience, so they've moved into their brand new home as of last Friday, and in the process of all that, moving in and getting settled and transitioning and finishing and so forth. So freaking excited for them. It's been just joyful to celebrate. So I want to just send them some love because they're a part of all of that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, just love and adore you, friend. But that speaks to what I just want to lead out with here today. Sometimes we visit, I love to say the phrase, visit your vision. And many of you, if we're connected in other ways, and some of you are part of my Success Academy group and coaching group, or you're part of my Mindset Makeover, my coaching series for the month of May. And we've been talking a lot about vision and about creation, right? I just want to remind you, some of you have heard me share this before, it's Stephen Covey's work. And Stephen Covey in his great material, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, personal development classic, where he says that all things are created twice, right? There's two creations. You first have the creation mentally, spiritually, emotionally. You know, you lay out the blueprints, the planning process, you visualize, you work on it, you align to it, you feel it, you drop into it. And then you have the second, the building of and the physical manifestation of any dream. And I just love that where awareness is the reminder for each of you that you're all a creator, every single one of you. Would you say that out loud for me, wherever you're at in your own space, is that I am a creator, right? Of just reminding yourself of that. I am a powerful creator. You may even want to add that language to it. But it's to come back home to just the reminder that you're a powerful creator, co-creator of your life, right? You might not say, well, I didn't create my life. I'm not my creator, like in terms of God, or some might say source or universe, but you are the creator of the quality of your life, the co-creator. You're this little mini architect in a human body. You're the gardener of your soul, so to speak, right? You are, you know, the captain of your ship, all of those different ways we can use that language. But I just love the reminder to come back to a couple of key vision questions, right? If you want to write some of these down, a couple of key vision questions around what do I want, right? That question the universe has been serving up for me over and over again the last few weeks. What do you want? Is this dropping back into, and it might be everything as simple as like, ooh, I'd really like the dirty bird salad at the Dodo for lunch today, right? Clarity about something you want to order off a menu. Or you might say, what do I want? I want to feel connected to my spouse or sweetheart, or I want to feel connected to my purpose or to God. Or what else do you want? You know, I want that brand new hot Porsche Carrera, you know, red hot car or something, you know, or I want to travel to Italy or to Maui, or I want to have a peaceful backyard, right? Or I want, you know, for whatever it might be, all the things, but it's dropping into what do you want? And secondly, another great vision question is how do I want to feel? This is really, really important. I love, there's some great work out there by a woman named Danielle Laporte called the Desire Map. It's a great visioning tool, goal setting tool and so forth. But she talks a lot about leading with your core desired feelings. But a lot of times when we set goals, right, we're setting different goals. Sometimes those are should goals. Some of those are things, they're goals of other people that have influenced us. Sometimes they are genuinely our own goals, you know, things that we truly desire. But when we're setting a goal, we're often after a feeling. And so I'm just inviting you as your friend and coach to drop into, what do I want to feel more of? And as you go through the different categories, financially, what do you want to feel? You know, in your health and wellness, in your relationships, in your home, is often it's like you want to feel connected, right? And it's saying, gosh, what do I want? And dropping into, you know, again, the what I want, and then how do I want to feel? And letting yourself be really clear, like, ooh, like I'm clear in my health goals. I want to feel vivacious, right? That speaks to you. Feel free to use that yourself. Is while you can set all the goals, like I work out every day, or I'm X amount of weight or body fat percentages, or, you know, I get good rest every night. Absolutely. Like you can brainstorm several pieces to helping you create what you desire. I just invite you to be aware that it's like you're after, again, I'm after some core feelings. And then yes, you can align behaviors, actions, and activities that help me have what it is that I'm after. But I know for me, it's like, energetically, I want to feel rested. I want to feel flexible. I want to feel confident. I want to feel vivacious, right? And high in good energy. And so then it's looking at from the foods I eat to the environments I'm in, to my meditation, to my physical movement and exercise. It's dropping into that for myself and for you. Same thing. I'm just giving you some examples to consider is what do you want to feel, right? And a lot of times if it's, you know, their feelings around freedom, right? Feelings around empowerment or inspiration, feelings around connection or purpose, love, gratitude, you know, all of those different types of things that you're dropping into of what do I want to feel, right? Ruth is saying, I want to feel more connected to my community. I love that. right? Some of others of you are saying, yes, you want that too. So then focusing in on what helps you feel or get connected. Because sometimes when it comes to connection, we might just by, you know, just by nature, we might be waiting for someone to reach out and connect with us, right? And I'm going to invite you to be more of the proactive, again, creator in your life, that perhaps you reach out to members of your community and set up a Zoom, you know, tea or hot cocoa or coffee date, or maybe you meet with someone in your physical live, you know, in-person community, and you go to lunch and you set up that lunch date, right? Or, you know, again, that you're doing some of the reaching out, that you're creating and nourishing your own connections, right? Is that you're just taking, again, a lot of creatorship is ownership, is that you're owning, like, this is my lot of land, my life, I get to create, and what it is that I desire is making sure that we're stepping into those things, right? So whether it's your health or your relationships, your community, your business, is what do you want to feel, right? I also love the vision question, where am I going? Right? What's the GPS? What's the vision? Where am I going? Where do I choose to go? What decisions do I need to make? Right? But spending time in visualization, spending time in creation, right? Many of my coaching clients right now, both in Success Academy and Mindset Makeover, what they're doing is they're working on their visioning. Many of them a vision board, right? Like right here in my home office behind me, this is my vision board, compilation of images and words and symbols. Some are photos of myself. Some are images I've printed off of Pinterest or cut out of magazines. But they're images, symbols, or words that help declare, right? It's a blueprint, if you will, to what it is that I'm wanting to create or experience in my life. Invite you to do the same. How many of you have an active, updated, current vision board, right? I'm just curious. Well, first of all, how many of you have a vision board? Right. And then secondly, is it current and updated? Because sometimes we've created one, but maybe it's a year or two or three or four or 5 years old, but it's dropping into maybe this is something you take on in this season too. We're in the season of spring. I literally yesterday afternoon, after I was wrapping my day, over the weekend, I had gone to the local nursery with my mama. It's one of our, you know, favorite May time, sometimes often around Mother's Day, but one of our favorite traditions, we go to the nursery together and buy different plants and flowers for the pots and for the year. And so we went over this last weekend and it was gorgeous and sunny and picked out for her home and garden and mine, different various plants and flowers. And I just loved that. And, you know, the vision of that, of seeing, and as we walked around the nursery and looked at different options, because I'm adding some new things this year and have made space for it and cleared out some old parts of the garden and made room for it. And just kept seeing, and I looked online at some different options. And then when we got there, it was like, yeah, okay. And just putting together that vision of seeing the space and how I want it to see it up level, right? And so yesterday, I literally was out, because it's going to take a couple of days with how much planting there is, but that's fine. But I was out planting for about an hour and just listening to a book on tape. Sorry about that. Let me turn off my mail. Give me 1 second. That should be off. 1 second. Let me get out of full screen. Okay, 1 second. Let's close mail. Just because I don't want it to continue to ding me. Sorry about that, loves. Okay. So I'm planting yesterday and I'm just spending time doing that. And I'm loving, right? How many of you love to garden? I'm just curious. Like any of you love that gardening or planting or things like that? But I just put a book on my Audible that I'm listening to, and I'm out there just working with the land. There's something so therapeutic about having your hands in the dirt, or literally sometimes grounding where, especially after a long day, a full day, or after an event, even if the emotions have been extremely high and positive, I often will come home and take my shoes off and get my feet on the earth, Mother Earth, and just ground or connect. Sometimes I'll lay down on the grass and just let it, right? Like just part of that grounding. It's also why I love so much of the woodsy oils, right? That like the balance oils and the black spruce and the, you know, Douglas fir, a lot of the earthy oils I really love to have on my body, especially on my feet. And so the earth does that for me, probably does that for you too. But as I literally was planting these flowers, thinking about some of these exact thoughts, it's like, it's the same thing as creation of you know, I'm doing that in physical time with my hands and with flowers, but the same thing with your mental and your mental blueprints and your creations is, what am I planting? Where am I going? What am I going to create this month, this season, this summer, this, you know, this year, and really visiting your vision, right? Because one of the things that I've loved about being such close friends with Andy and Natalie and our beautiful long relationship is I've been part of this and seen this entire process come to fruition and to be a witness to it, right? And I've watched that land after they bought it. We went and visited it, and it was, you know, hadn't been leveled yet and hadn't been cleared of the rocks and the debris. It was just, you know, land and nature with all of its, you know, bumps and hills and rocks and things. And to watch it go from this clump of land to, you know, leveled out, cleared out, to foundation, to framing, to the roof, right? To some of the landscaping, to the different things, to the creation. I've probably been there 20 times in the last few years. And just visiting and seeing it come to fruition. They've obviously been up there all the time and regularly, but the power of seeing that, like seeing it from a vision into physical form, well, all of our lives and goals work the same. And so whether it's your physical body, where like right now you're like in 30 days from now, 60, 90 days, how do I want to feel? What's my energy like? What are my habits like? What am I after? What am I creating here with my physical energy? And you might, again, brainstorm sleep, nutrition, hydration, and physical movement, right? Those core four physical habits. Under nutrition, you might, that's where you include LLV and some of your supplementation. I have a variety of supplements I use, some from doTERRA, some from other groups, but a powerful add to that, right? But that might be part of what you're looking at is how many hours a night are you resting and sleeping? Or you're looking at for yourself, your physical movement. Right? My physical movement, I just am loving, celebrating loves that it's something that's become so now just second nature, right? They say it takes 21 days to start to form a habit. It takes 90 days where you're really just kind of in a groove where it comes more lifestyle. And so while it's not perfect, it's like whether I go on a walk or I do some videos off my Peloton app or get on the bike or go to yoga session, right? Or you get on a trail or you go to the gym. It's just, again, and sometimes it really is a 10, 15 minute walk. And there's been a handful of days since the first of the year that I haven't, you know, moved my body or didn't take place, but that's really the rare, right? It's a handful of times. And so for all of you, it's just, I'm just witnessing that the power of establishing that habit where once it's in place, it just feels good to, it's like now my brain, it becomes almost like a non-negotiable. And I don't share that to brag at all. I'm a human being, a work in progress too, but man, it just feels better. And it's less about weight and a number on a scale and all of that. I just naturally, the consistency, I can feel a difference in my body, right? So for yourself, the same thing as you're looking at any of your goals, right? And the vision of your business, where do you want your doTERRA business? How many people are you going to nourish and connect with this week, this month, this season? Right? Because I want you to set the goals, and the goals might sound like silver, gold, diamond, blue diamond, presidential diamond, you know, is I want you to set those goals, what we might call an outcome, right? And you might see, have that printed off, those words like diamond is on your vision board. Then what I really want you to drop into is more the habits that you control, what I call effort-based goals, like how many people am I nourishing a week or a month? Reach outs, connections, how many classes do I host? A month, once a month, right? Once a quarter. How am I nourishing my team and team culture? What am I creating there? Again, what are you fostering within your business? You know, as you're focusing in on those different things. And so whether it's business, financial, relationships, your health, the home that you're creating, like right now I'm doing a lot to help my home get more organized and aligned, decluttered, and just more in a space of doing some beautification to it. And so for yourself, I'm just going to invite you to, you know, again, yourself, your own home is what you want to create there. Various areas, right? I am curious which area is up for you right now that you want to focus on the rest of May, right? What is it you want to create? And I'm just scrolling back through some of your shares around vision. Yes, many other folks here that love to garden and to plant too. I love that. I also put my my hummingbird feeders back out probably a week ago. And it's been so fun to see them show up. Can I share just a little interesting thing? I don't know if any of you are familiar with some shamanism or some Native American traditions. And I have some dear friends in my life who've really helped me become aware of some of those traditions. And I just love learning about all kinds of people and beliefs and traditions. And in the Native American tradition, they talk about the four directions, east, south, west, north, right? Like the compass. And each one has a different representation. Well, when you face north, north is represented by the hummingbird, and north represents your ancestry, your ancestors who've come before you and your ancestors or your posterity that comes after you, but how we're all connected, right? This human race and our, and so forth. And again, our ancestry and our posterity and so forth, just really beautiful. And I'd been to a gathering of a friend who Saturday night gathered us all and there had a drum circle and it was just beautiful. Well, Sunday morning, I'm sitting out on my patio and I haven't seen a hummingbird yet in my backyard. I've heard them a time or two buzz, but I hadn't seen one yet. And it's Mother's Day, right? And I was just feeling so grateful for mothers and women and my mother and grandmother and great grandmothers and Mother Earth and all the liveliness. I just was having one of those like moments where I felt so much beauty all around me. It's gorgeous. The sun's coming up. I'm out there with some of my, you know, spiritual, my, you know, scripture and spiritual books and just like having this nourishing time. And I just thought, wouldn't it be beautiful if my first hummingbird of the season shows up today on Mother's Day, right? While we're thinking about ancestry and what hummingbird represents. Plus, I just think they're beautiful creatures. So I'm sitting there and I'm just like observing and I can hear, you know, all these different noises and birds and just this, it's like the earth's waking up, right? And all of a sudden I hear this, the little buzz, and I see this hummingbird come to the feeder in my backyard. And it was just beautiful. But I thought that before it happened, right? And because we think it or even put on a vision board, sometimes the question comes up, well, I put it out there and it didn't happen. And sometimes it's not, it didn't happen yet, right? Like timing is a thing. But it's choosing to drop into and trusting the process. And it's sometimes on the end of a goal, right? Or a vision for myself or an outcome that I want, I'll write or I'll speak out loud, this or something better. Because sometimes God, life, universe does have something different slash better in store for you, for me, for all of us. And so it's one of those things that we choose into to say, okay, I am going to exercise my vision. I want to see and come into like, what is it that I'm wanting to experience, what I'm wanting to create, and, you know, what do I want to feel more of? And what are those things, thoughts, experiences that I'm creating and cultivating on a daily, weekly, regular basis, right? So these are just some thoughts. Hopefully this is serving and supporting you this morning. But as I think about today and where Andy and Natalie are at with what's, you know, their recent in the last few days, getting moving and transitioning into their new home that they've been in process with for a few years too, you know, any of your dreams, goals, but visioning how much that's been up for me. Okay, I'm reading back through these. Some of you have vision boards, right? And they need to be updated. Yeah, Christina's saying that. Dr. Christine is saying that, right? Yes, Becky is saying that. So is Cindy. Lots of you are saying yes, yes, yes. So if this speaks to you, would you be willing to take this on that in the next week, would you be willing to update that vision board, right? Would you be willing to do that and update it and commit to that creativity to say, okay, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to put some time into, and maybe even open up your schedule right now and find a time block, whether it's later today or this weekend, maybe it's a Sunday activity you commit to, but that you work on adding some fresh images that are current time for you that say, this really speaks to me. Now, some of those things are being attributes, right? Some are habit-based, right? I have some self-care habits represented on my vision board. Some are outcomes or destinations or things you want to have or experience. But just giving yourself permission to dream again, how powerful that is for you. Yes. Okay. Ashley, I'll bring that up too. Did you put that in? Ashley Osborne, would you just copy and paste your share and put it to everyone. You sent that just to hosts and panelists. She's trying to track down someone that was here. And so if you guys would read that when she shares that, I don't know how to, we can't go back and archive a chat. We do have the sessions recorded. You could listen to it and see if you could find that. Yeah. I'm loving reading these. Okay. Yeah. So some of you, as I'm asking you what you want to focus on right now, some of you saying your space, you want to declutter space, right? Becky's talking about focus on healthier boundaries, right? Good stuff. Nourishing your clients. Yes, yes. I love that. Working on your own health and wellness, Cindy. Yes, please do that, right? You being the healthier, happier version of you is an investment in everyone else you do life with, right? Yes, good stuff. Okay. Yes. So Amelia says, I've never had a vision board. Do you remove images as you accomplish those things? That's a great question. Anyone want to weigh in on that? I sometimes, a combination, I have seen, I don't think it's a right or wrong, but I do think sometimes things I've achieved or accomplished, I like them to live there for a little bit, or I like to keep them in a separate vision book, because sometimes it's just reminding yourself, right? And seeing yourself like, I do, you know, like, wow, look at the progress I've made and the things I have accomplished and do accomplish, and that I do know how to make some of these things work. And, you know, the creation of that and how powerful that is. And so I just invite you, you know, lean into that. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see your vision board. If you want to tag me in it, if you want to send it to me in Messenger or direct message on social media, once you create that, the rest of you, the same thing. If you want to tag me or share with me what you're creating. But some people do a vision book or a vision board. We call it a vision board, a dream board, intention board, intuition board. What it really is just think about it as a blueprint, right? Like, here's what I want. Here's what I'm creating. And just like a home, how you have different rooms in a home that serve different purposes, your life is similar, where it's like one room represents your health. One room represents maybe your marriage, if applicable, or your parenting and children relationships, and then your doTERRA business, or, you know, and friendships or community, charity, church, giving back, all the various things that might be part of your life. That might be something to consider, right? As you're thinking about or architecting, what do I want to create? What do I want to feel? What do I want to experience? Yeah, Cash, you're saying, can we post our boards on Share Success? You sure can. Just tag me to it so I see it, or my Facebook page. Yes, you can do that, but put it in your stories. Maybe you share it. Or if you just want me to see it, just send it to me in private message format. Okay, that might be something, you know, and I'd love to see them. So yeah, send them to me personally. Gwen says, my May outcome goal is to qualify to continue in Silver Club. Love it. Your habit-based goal. See, I love the clarity, Gwen, is to nourish 15 relationships a week in May. You know what I'd even invite you to do? Do you remember when we were kiddos? And do you remember when we did you ever make those countdown to Christmas chains in elementary school? You know, construction paper, often red and green, and you'd make a countdown to Christmas chain. I don't know if you guys did that. I did that in elementary school. Well, I'm not saying you make that chain. You could, literally, you might make a chain after every time you've contacted someone. But even I would get out a piece of paper, a tracker, right? And where you have that, you say, okay, between now and the end of the month, I'm going to nourish 45 relationships, and you have them there. And sometimes you might nourish them more than once. That person, someone's name might be on your sheet two or three times, from a phone call to a walk to a coffee date to a sampling session or whatever it might be. Is some of those relationships might show up on repeat, right? Because they might be being nourished by you more than once. So anyway, that's something just to consider, is kind of engaging your brain. And sometimes when I'm working on a goal, like you can see on my back office door right here, sometimes when I'm working on something specifically, I like to put it on flip chart paper, and I either have it here on this wall next to me or on my back of my door, but somewhere I see it regularly. Right? And it reminds me, or you might track it, but a form of tracking it, that might be something that serves and supports you guys, right? Okay. Any other questions here today? And it might be about vision, and it might be a question completely different, but I'm here to serve and support you today. Would love for yourself to share whatever it is that might be up for you. Ruth is asking, how often should I update my vision board? I think that's a personal preference, but I probably do mine once a year, usually, right? I update it once a year. And some of the things, I would say at least half the things stay on my vision board because they're more ongoing habits I'm working towards and or being attributes that I want to create in my life or the way that I see my work and vision and contribution. But is there specific things? So I might freshen that up. But I think if you want to check into it quarterly, it all depends on you. Some people put it on a physical board. Mine's a magnet board I ordered off of Etsy years back. And you could also have a poster board from Walmart, Target, and cut out images and glue stick or tape them on. You can also use your desktop, right? Your images on your desktop that represent, or Pinterest, you know, or there's different vision board apps out there where you can perhaps access that in a digital format. There's different things that you can be doing with it. That might be something that serves and supports you as well. So you get to tune into that. But a lot of the things for me are things that, again, are most of them stay, more than half stay, because they're ongoing attributes of who I want to be, how I want to show up, habits I want to nourish, and they continue to keep me there. So that's something that, you know, has helped me for sure. But yeah, you get to check into that, right? Yes. Okay. Gwen is saying, I like to draw a thermometer that I fill with red marker and names as I go. I haven't done that in a while. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah. So some kind of visual, the point is a visual cue, right? That's what those chains are at the holidays that kiddos and that I did in elementary school is it's this visual cue, like, oh, I'm going to count down and so forth. And, or you track it on paper or you see it and somewhere where it just reminds you of the goal and what you're creating. You might even put a declaration at the top of that, Gwen, that says, you know, I have well-nourished relationships. I'm showing up to add value or something like that and creating and nourishing connections, right? I think that's something then that's supportive. Amelia saying, thank you, Tiffany. Where can I share my vision board when I get it completed? You can share it wherever you want. If you want to share it with me, you can send it via Facebook Messenger or on Instagram DMs, direct messages, right? If you want me to see that, right? Elaine is saying, I have a vision board book. Ooh, I love that. Share more about this, where I paste in my completed, things for my vision board. I write the date and accomplished and notes about how I accomplished it. That's a great idea. This is what I love about community. When we're sharing together, it's like, yes. And just having, it's like a vision board book / victory book, right? Like, oh, I had this victory, this breakthrough, this achievement, this accomplishment, and putting yourself in that space where you're reminding your brain about, gosh, I'm a powerful creator. Life is working with me and for me. That's a powerful thing to do. Yeah, good stuff. Shelly's also saying she has a great paper habit tracker that she downloaded and tracked her new habits. Would you mind telling us, Shelly, where you find that, right? Do you have a link to that? Where it shows your habit tracker, if you want to post that in the chat box to serve and to support. But I do think it's powerful to remind yourself, like even today in this moment, while we're in lifetime, take a moment with me and just see yourself, maybe even close your eyes, unless you're driving, please don't. But if you're seated or in a place you can do this, take a moment, just literally close your eyes, you know, and just drop into, take a deep breath or two and find yourself present in your body and maybe even thank your heart for beating. We didn't even have to remind it. You know, it's like, thank you, God. Thank you, life. Thank you, heart, for another day. And as you drop into that, I want you to see in your mind's eye, I want you to see yourself happy, peaceful, trusting. You might be in nature somewhere. You might be seeing yourself at home, but seeing yourself in connection and then service with someone else. Maybe seeing yourself teach a class and see and feel the engagement and the connection there. Or see yourself hiking a trail or on that warm beach in Hawaii or wherever your dream spot might be. See yourself connected to your sweetheart or your children or friends. Right. Some of you, for the dream, you might see yourself at doTERRA's convention, this year or next, where you're seeing yourself cross the stage, being acknowledged, seeing that gold, platinum, diamond, blue diamond, presidential, whatever that might look like for you, right? But just take a deep breath and in this moment, see yourself smiling, seeing yourself happy, just trusting and being aware, like, okay, I'm just going to show up with clarity and intention. Okay, and you're just taking as much time as you want, you know, open your eyes and so that was about a minute and a half. And all we're doing is intentionally having our mind see images. I threw out a few ideas. Of course, whatever your different specific goals, dreams, from the small, simple thing, seeing yourself on your deck, feeling the sun rise or seeing a sunset, seeing yourself travel, seeing your bank account, your health, your wellness, your connections. It's just dropping you into all we did for about 2 minutes or less was choose with intention images to play in your mind. And so your mind is like a little mental movie, and you're both the casting director, you're the producer, you're the main actor or actress, is that you get to run that movie. But to choose, that's what I say a lot of times, visit your vision, is seeing and also feeling the feelings, right? My friend Ariel Ford talks about visualization, but also a feelingization, right? Can you see that and seeing for yourself, seeing and feeling what you want to see and what you want to feel? Yeah, it's just dropping into that. I love that Ruth says, I want to cry with joy. Convention made me holler a woot woot, right? Like seeing yourselves there, cheering on your team members, and you know, it's like visualizing goodness over the people you love in their life too, right? Seeing those positive things for your team or family or loved ones, you know what I'm saying? But seeing that for yourself is, I forget how powerful visualization is and I come back to it. And when I do, it's like, it's one of the most powerful tools in the toolbox. It's like deciding. I've done this many times in all kinds of environments. So it's like, before you transition from work to children, right? Taking a breathing moment for those of you that have young, you know, family at home, or before you walk in the door from work, right? Or before you walk into that room or that lunch appointment or get on that coaching call or that, you know, experience, is dropping in with intention and seeing yourself like, how do I want to show up? How do I want to show up? And I think that's so important, is like, I see myself like, how am I going to show up? Because a lot of times when, of course, life, you do life with other people, there's lots of peopling out there, right? In business and personal, and we can't always control how someone else is showing up. We can't actually, and their mood and their energy, but we can get clear on how am I going to show up, regardless of how they show up, is how am I going to show up, right? And how powerful that is to come into that, again, real intention, but letting yourselves dream, letting yourselves see and feel the outcomes, and allowing that to pull you and inspire you of, yeah, wow, I can see that and what I'm after, is that's such a powerful tool in your toolbox to help set you up to thrive and help you, you know, create what it is that you want. Yes, good stuff. Thank you, Shelley, for that link. Anyone have a question today, right? We've spent a lot of time in this visioning language and some tools to help support you. I do have on my website a free goal setting program. If you've not downloaded that, that would be a great service to support you. If you're in active creation or want to be, or you want to share it with your team members, feel free to do so. It's a free download on my website called The 7 Strategies for Successful Goal Achievement. Yeah, so if you want to download that to support you, Julie's asking, and Julie, you just sent that to hosts and panelists versus everyone, is anyone else having trouble or challenge with volume, right? Can y'all hear me okay? I'm just curious about that. Okay, so Amelia says, okay, a lot of people saying they can hear fine. So maybe if you want to adjust your volume on your technology, that might help support you, love. Okay. All right. Amelia's asking, so I haven't really worked my business for a while. I'd gotten very discouraged by hitting dead ends, got sick with COVID. Let's see. I'm focusing on helping heal, encouraging that I should use my oils to help my body heal. I'm focusing right now on getting back to utilizing my oils and sharing them with others. So is there a question in there, love? Is it how to get back into doing your business? Is it the motivation? Is it your own personal healing journey? Yes. So I'd love to hear that. Okay. And Julie, was your question having trouble with volume in terms, I meant assumed sound, like, could you hear me? Or did you mean volume as in terms of sales volume? Okay. Again, you're sending that to hosts and panelists. Okay. So you meant it for sound. Is that accurate? Okay. Sound. Yeah. That's what she meant. So Amelia, do you want to come on live and unmute yourself and share, or do you want to just clarify in the chat box? Is sometimes, again, I think to speak to that universally is we have seasons, right? We have seasons that, you know, this experience where, you know, there's certain seasons where, you know, sometimes we might have an illness ourselves, or we might have a frustration, or we get discouraged, or someone that was what we thought was a hot prospect decides not to move forward, or isn't really wanting to build or grow or things like that. We all deal with discouragement. The important thing there, I think, for myself regularly is coming back to, you know, is how you're nourishing your own mindset. Some of you are participating in my mindset makeover. How many of you are part of that course this May? I'm just curious. You can join anytime through the month, and it's a pay what you can. We only do this once a year. So it's happening in lifetime month of May. And we're talking about a lot of these concepts. If you haven't joined that yet, I invite you to do that. Again, normally that course is $97 to $197, $100 to $200 to participate and own the recordings. Now it's pick your own price point. You get to decide. So wherever you're at circumstantially, you get to pick your price point. And you can go to My Mindset Makeover is the website. Catch the my in there, my, mymindsetmakeover.com. There's some resources and a workbook and the recordings, as well as the future live trainings that are coming up this month to help support you with that. But a lot of it is we don't realize that, again, literally your mind is a garden. And when I plant thoughts like I'm discouraged, these are dead ends, this person, this, things aren't working out for me, or this, or this, or this, that's going to grow, right? That's what's going to, especially if we think it over and over again, we give it a lot of energy and a lot of attention. What we water grows, right? What we give energy or attention to gets bigger. And so some of that's just becoming aware of, like, okay, what am I thinking about myself and about my business and about opportunities, you know, and coming into that for yourself. That's something that can definitely support you to become clear. And then just be kind and graceful to yourself and like, oh, I'm working on healing and I'm coming back to, you know, healing my own wellness and I'm up-leveling my own health. That's awesome. But sometimes it's like, as humans, we want to have all these results, but yet if we're honest with ourselves, we're not really doing the work to have the outcome that we want. And we're not bad or wrong for that. It's just giving ourselves grace and then making a new decision. But you are in a new season. So I know you went through a lot and, like, you know, went through the Rona, the COVID bug, and what you went through, it sounds like may have been scary and so forth. And that's also in the past. So in the present, right? That's 6 months ago, come into today. And it's like, okay, I'm going to let myself, just like I was planting those brand new flowers yesterday, brand new, even though that part of that, my garden had looked pretty, you know, pretty sad before, it was like, the past is irrelevant. I'm now cultivating and nourishing something new here. And you can start over anytime you want, right? So come back to also one of the things I think really helps when our motivation gets low is come back to the joy and the joy of serving. Take the pressure off of performing, right? I got to perform. I got to hit numbers. I want to hit a rank. I got to perform. Come back to the joy of serving. Like, I want to help more people have healthy tools. Especially when we've come through such health issues. It's like, we need more people on the planet empowered, you guys, with natural, pure solutions that can help at least integratively, right? I'm not saying it's the end-all solution. It's not, but it's a huge part of the toolbox for our wellness, both physically and emotionally, that we have access to tools that are clean, therapeutic grade tools that we're putting on or around our bodies to support us that way, right? Like, come back to the joy of serving and loving. I think that's such a powerful way. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, so joyful. So good. Thank you. And just sending you so much love, belief as you work on that. Let's see. Gwen says, my daughter just had a baby. Congrats. Her first grandbaby. So exciting. And staying with her and enjoying herself. And I have a huge doTERRA goal this month. And I'm feeling I want myself wanting to ditch my goal and use the baby as an excuse, right? Yeah. And you're saying, I don't want to use the baby as an excuse to avoid the fear I'm feeling as I stretch to reach this big goal. Yeah. Because sometimes I remember one of my mentors would say this, Tiff, any excuse will do when you're looking for one. And I was like, that's so true. Right. And it's not to say, and this is joyful. I just think there's an and in there is you can savor your time with that grandbaby, right? It's not either or. You can be present when you're with that baby and with your daughter and spending time there. And you can also lean into the growth of this goal, right? And to stretch and maybe even have the grandbaby be an incentive of, I want to model for my children and grandchildren possibilities, right? As they get older of like, wow, look at all that grandma's created and achieved at any age of life. And that we can really go for our dreams, right? And leaving that legacy for her, that she really has such possibility in front of her. And so I hear you and feel you on that. One thing that helps me when I'm managing multiple priorities is definitely using more my calendar and time blocking is when is family time, personal time, grandbaby time, right? Like love that and soak it up. And then when is my creation time, right? And creation time for me is what I would call quote work time, but I'm in creation mode of that, of like, for me, working on new content, contacting people like you're going to do, and that you're nourishing those relationships and you're doing follow-up is when I'm wanting to achieve something or when life gets busier, I definitely get more calendared in terms of when is this happening, right? As Brendon Burchard says, success is scheduled. And so I know if there's something I'm sincere about seeing progress in, I need to be scheduling it, right? So my self-care time, my creation, creative time, my personal time or hobbies or relationship or things that I'm working on. So just breathe through the discomfort, right? Giving yourself permission is I allow myself to stretch and grow. I allow myself to receive, allow yourself to show up with that. That's powerful. Yes. Good stuff, you guys. Okay. I'm just reading, catching up on some of these quotes. Yeah. Rachel's saying, I've been overstressed lately. I need to be better at balancing and not overwhelming myself. I've broken out in candida all over my body. Love, I'm sorry. I'm starting the cleanse from the green book and plan to work through the emotions book because I feel like a lot of this is emotional. Any other suggestions? My other suggestion would be simply to tune into yourself. I love the question, what do you need, sweetheart? Maybe as we wrap this session, go take a few minutes and you know, whether it's a quiet space in your home or get out into your backyard or even go on a walk and just sit with, but leave your technology, right? And just sit with the question, what do you need, sweetheart? What's this here to teach me? What do you need? And just allowing yourself to like drop into that intuitive knowing. And if there's tears there, let them flow. If there's like, oh man, I really just need, I need more rest or I'm needing or seeing this in my life. Is allowing yourself that. Yeah, and I think too, I like what Dr. Christine just said is that using your iTovi, right? Is your iTovi, if you have one, or maybe someone you're connected to does, is another way to help you dial into what oils or support tools can help you, right? And yes, Becky's saying, I love that question too, is letting your own best coach, right? Is like dropping in and holding space for yourself to, what do I need? What do you need, love? What's up for you, right? And I would definitely look at what's the emotional part of candida as well as the physical ways that we address that. A lot of time, it's obviously just an overgrowth or gut health. I've become a really big believer and advocate of gut health. My own health coach has me on a couple of supplements in addition to doTERRA supplements that help me with healthy gut, with your microbiome and your gut. So much of your emotions, you know, your immune system are in your gut, right? And so candida, to my awareness, is often and can be fueled by, you know, sugars and different things like that physically, right? With in terms of the growth of that, but definitely the emotional components going on there. I'm curious, has anyone looked that up in the emotions? emotions, like if you've, does anyone have, is that in the emotions book or have an emotions book like that, that can help support, right? That looks at those physical that can support you. Cass is saying take tea tree under her tongue daily, about 2 drops. So anyone else dealt with candida before that can help serve or support her? Maybe some other suggestions. Yeah, oils and supplements. Yeah, all the various things. But just getting really aware, right, of your gut health and what you're working on, but also rest and time for maybe meditation. When I hear candida, I just feel the energy of overwhelm, which you've already identified. And to me, then it's like, I either need to simplify or I need less noise. I really get boundaries on my technology when my overwhelm gets up. Because sometimes when we're overwhelmed, often the irony is when we're overwhelmed, we can be sometimes even more tempted to procrastinate. Have you ever noticed that? It's like, wait, no, I have so much to get done. I'm so overwhelmed. And we tend to sometimes procrastinate, right? Because our mind, we're so overwhelmed. We're like, oh my gosh, versus like, you know, dropping into and creating some boundaries around those different priorities and technology and things. But yeah, dropping into doing some kind of detox. So we're sending you so much love for that, friends. All right, as we get ready to wrap up here today, my friends, I'm so thankful that we've been together and sharing this space and creativity and visioning and so forth. Invite you to do some of those activities to support you and share them also again with your team. I think that's powerful. It's one of the ways that you help yourself grow as you turn around and teach it as well. For those of you that are going to update your vision board this week, I'd love to see it. If you want to PM me and share it with me, I'd love to see it and love working and supporting you with these different things. If I can support you with anything else, let me know. One other last thing. I don't know if you guys have caught this session yet, but I have on my podcast yesterday went live one of the most powerful, one of my most favorite shows of all time, went live yesterday with a good friend of mine. His name is Coot Blackson. He's the author of multiple best-selling books, and he just had a book in the last year come out called The Magic of Surrender, this baby. And his paperback version just went live in the last week. Well, our show went live on the podcast. My podcast you can find on iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher, right? Under just my name, Tiffany Peterson Podcast. And I fell in love in the middle of our live session. I just decided, because I'm loving this book so much. Again, the book's called The Magic of Surrender, Coot Blackson. Wow, so good that I decided this is the quarterly book club, right? Q1, we did Atomic Habits. For this, for quarter 2, we're doing The Magic of Surrender. So get a copy of this book. And you can get it on Audible, you can get it on Amazon. It's all linked up on my stories or in the email. If some of you just said you've got the book and many of you are already getting this, awesome. I love it. And I'll let you know, we'll be book clubbing this just free, open to anyone who wants to join in. We'll be doing this book club in June, right? So get a copy of it now and get reading and listening to it. Go give a listen to that show and that podcast while you're there. If you would subscribe to the show, if you're on iTunes or on Spotify, either one, subscribe to the show. And if you'll give it a 5-star rating, if it resonates with you and even want to leave a review, thank you so much. That's one of the ways the podcast costs me money every month, right, to produce it. And I love sharing good content. And so one of the ways, if you want to just help me with that, is if you want to rate and like the show, that's a great way to support it too. So yes, Tam saying, I missed it. What book? The book is called The Magic of Surrender. That's what it looks like. The Magic of Surrender is the title of the book, but would love to have you join in and be part of that. But can I just read you a little teaser from the book, right? This is so good, by the way. He, early on in his book, he shares a simple formula, 2 simple formulas. Some of you, if we're friends on Instagram, may have seen this yesterday, or it was in my email. If you're on my email list, you saw this. But he says that surrender plus trust equals magic. And it's like, ooh, anyone else learning a lot about trust, trusting yourself, trusting life, trusting timing, perhaps trusting the universe, God? Yeah, me too. Anyone else learning about surrender, going with the flow? Surrender plus trust equals magic. And on the flip side, he says control plus resistance equals suffering. Isn't that so good? Control plus resistance equals suffering. Sometimes, as my good friend Anita Sanchez talks about, when we're in, you know, life is like a river. And if you just go with the flow, it's so much more peaceful. But sometimes we're clinging to a riverbank or clinging to a tree root or a stick, and we're trying to force or we're trying to cling versus dropping into surrender. We'll talk more about this, of course, in the book club. But he just has so many gems in this material, and I think it will serve and support you as well. So it's such a powerful, powerful experience where you partner with life, right? And he talks about surrender isn't about giving in or giving up. Surrender is about partnering with life and realizing the dance of like, hey, I'm going to be in partnership. I'm going to be in trust. I'm going to be in the flow. I'm going to surrender, right? And allow that I'm doing my part to show up. Like, to me, that looks like I'm in the garden planting and nourishing. But then it's like I allow nature to do its thing and life and energy and the soil and the sun. And I don't control the sun and I don't control the soil or the rain when it's coming, right? It's like I show up and offer the contribution, but in partnership with nature, we're growing together those things. So anyway, that show, if you haven't given a listen to it, do so. It will support you. I had several like, whoa moments. I've already listened to that show twice myself. And I was part of a recording because it was like, there are so many little gems. He is a wise soul. Coot is a very wise gentleman. And I was thrilled for the time that we had together. Have a great rest of your day, loves. Have a great rest of your week. And we'll see you guys here next Wednesday at the same time. Thanks, everyone.